So let's talk with you, Dr. Joe, about a little bit about what you are doing. So first of all, you and I had a chat at Google I.O., and we're kind of talking about kiddo EMR primarily. That's kind of where the conversation started. And I don't know, I was kind of taken, first of all, by your passion with the project. And obviously, you are founder and CEO of Kiddo EMR. So if you're not passionate about it, then I suppose you're doing something wrong. So bravo for that. It came through loud and clear. But also just kind of how it all integrated and into Android as a platform, which is obviously what we talk about all the time on this show. And it's just kind of a very interesting intersection of important things in my world. So thought we could talk about it a little bit. So let's start with Kiddo EMR and just kind of how would you tell, like, what is Kiddo EMR to someone who's never heard of it, and how does it apply to the people that are watching?
Kiddo EMR is a platform, and it's a pediatrician-developed platform that natively supports from end to end the process of for physicians seeing and documenting their patients, getting paid, and for parents being actively involved in the process of being seen. We also are built to innately serve all of the unique developing stages of the human child. When an adult sees a doctor who sees patients, they see two versions of the human being, the adult male and the adult female. A pediatrician sees roughly 12 different types of males and 12 different types of females. The chart, the platform and documentation system, the electronic medical record, is age adaptive and provides dynamic displays of age-appropriate indices and forms for the physician, and also how that helps our parents interpret their information. Because as you can see in the press, the parents want to be more involved. They want to have more access to their records. I think it's time. It's high time that we see that. So it's built with contextual awareness to serve all of the unique developing stages of the human male and female in the context of what kind of patient, who you're actually seeing. We're also an open source platform that's been actively developed by physicians with our developer partners, like my co-founder, Ron Criswell. It's the native support to the process of outpatient pediatrics and family practice. And it's actually a thin client. Let's not get confused. Our physicians and our patients don't need to run any software. It runs in Chrome. It runs on any device. Doctors, when they set up, don't need to have a server.
But you do have, you have a patient portal app that you've developed. This has all been happening over the course of the last year, right?
Well, we got organized about April of last year, but me and Ron sat down in 2013 to discuss what the needs of my practice had, especially in light of having used a commercial vendor product since 2005. It really wasn't meeting our needs anymore, and the costs were very high. So it's a product that was born out of my very experience. So you can imagine that our workflow is baked in to the programming, and that we've added over top of our open source framework called OpenEMR.
Mm-hmm. And EMR, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know, electronic medical records, just to get that out there. I didn't know until I was kind of reading through this. I was like, okay, now I get it. And this isn't necessarily software or a service that us as patients are going to directly interact with, right? It's primarily people in your position practicing medicine, pediatrics, that sort of thing.
Well, if you're reading our business plan, for instance, and our scale up plan is that we're an EMR, API, data, and HIE company. So in EMR, we've already discussed data is self-explanatory. API is a web service. Everybody probably knows better than I do what those are. But HIE stands for Health Information Exchange. And we serve as a HIPAA-compliant universal adapter for the transfer of any information between platforms, devices, and facilities. And when you lay out that framework and you build upon it, as we have for the past 3 years, what you have is a growing self-sustaining ecosystem in which to connect patients to their data intrinsically. Gone will be the days, will be gone when you show up to the emergency room and your child's records aren't actually available to that physician. This should have been a problem we should have solved 10 years ago. But today, there's still no real universal portal for parents to share the data with an emergency personnel, for instance. Our APIs allow for interfacing and integrating with other platforms without high paywalls, without major hurdles. We're an agile development platform where we can core out and replace things as we need. And we're looking in, we have partnerships with IoT devices like Slow Control, who's doing the baby giggle in Paris, France. The potential is endless. So back to your question, we face physicians, obviously, but we also face parents and institutions, data institutions, pharmaceutical companies, hospitals. Because you can imagine the metadata, once anonymized, is the potential is we don't even know what it's going to do. When you have everybody plugging in new data real time, you know, it gives me the chills, actually.
In a good or bad way?
In a good way.
Okay, good. you had to ask.